The former Earthquake Commission Minister Gerry Brownlee is defending EQC over claims its assessors in Christchurch were not properly qualified. A growing number of homeowners in the city are discovering EQC assessors have completely missed quake damage, including broken foundations costing hundreds of thousands of dollars to repair. That's been disastrous for people who've bought homes with hidden damage, who are sometimes finding private insurers unwilling to cover the cost of putting right mistakes made by EQC. The company hired by EQC to carry out repairs was Fletcher Construction. Its chief executive at the time, Mark Binns, told Checkpoint that EQC probably hired unqualified people to assess quake-damaged homes.
When you resource up so quickly and you've got so much pressure, you bring so many people on board, you know, you just have to say statistically, in all probability, are going to get some people who are probably below the level required.
Well, Gerry Brownlee refused to be drawn on the comments from Mr. Binns, but when asked by our Christchurch reporter Colin Young if it was acceptable to have retired policemen, school principals and vacuum cleaner salespeople carrying out assessments for EQC, he admitted finding enough people to do the job was a challenge.
We knew we could not get the number of trained insurance assessors that were required for the job. We actually tried to bring some in from overseas at the time, and I can't remember completely which European country some came from, but we ended our arrangement with them because their building standards were somewhat different to ours, and they were missing some of the problems that people faced. But what I can say is that people were working off a scope sheet that allowed them to observe damage. But those contractors themselves were expert in their field, and if they found that the scope was inadequate or that the work required was going to be greater, then they simply got it rescoped. And quite often it was qualified engineers and other such who did that work.
Was there a point at which the government realised that there were going to be a lot of overcap cases, and was there ever any direction to EQC assessors to bring down the cost of these scopes, to actually, go back and say, look, can we actually do this for less?
No, absolutely not. And anyone who wants to suggest that is completely wrong. And if you work it out, the numbers of houses that went over cap were accepted by the insurance company. It wasn't an automatic thing, that there had to be that agreement that they would take that on. So I think that's completely wrong.
Just talking about this, moving on to this area of people who have bought homes on the understanding that the homes had been repaired by EQC, doesn't EQC owe something to these people for missing this damage in the first place?
It would depend entirely on what the individual circumstances were, so I'm not going to give you a generic answer. What I would say is that if someone has bought a home and they had it inspected by a building inspection company that signed it off as being good, then that would speak volumes about the lack of professional capacity in that company. And I'd be interested to know what some of those companies actually say about that.
But what does this say about the piece of paper that says the damage has been repaired?
Why don't you let me give you an answer as long as the questions you're asking? I've got no argument here. I'm not the minister. I'm not going to defend bad behaviour or bad work. But I do want to just express some of the circumstances that might exist in some of these highly theoretical things that you're putting in front of me.
Well, that's the thing. There could be a lot of people out there who don't even realise that their repairs have been not completed properly damage has been completely missed.
I won't accept that. I think that will be in some cases. But remember that there were 167,000 building damage claims. So the land always moves. And we've always had people, even outside of earthquakes, who had cracks in foundations or sunken piles or other such issues. They're not necessarily always the earthquake.
But
I'm not making an excuse. I'm just simply saying that at some point, where there's been multiple owners on a property and people have thought that they've benefited, et cetera, then I think you do have to save some limit on the liability.
What we're talking about here, though, is we're not talking multiple owners. We're talking about, the vendor who had the repairs done, and has the piece of paper that they're showing to the person, prospective purchaser of their property. Look, I've had the sign-off from Fletcher EQR, the works have been completed. I mean, how much stock can people actually put in that piece of paper that says repairs have been completed? Because, you know, so up until now, people have been putting a lot of faith in that, and they're actually finding out now that, you know, those repairs have not been completed.
Look, you're not giving me any numbers, but I can give you the number that is approaching 70,000 repairs done under the EQR scheme. Now, I don't for one minute believe that every sign-off has left unchecked damage on properties. I don't accept that. Where there are those cases, then I think you'd have to look at them on an individual basis.
That's Jerry Brownlee, the former Earthquake Commission Minister, speaking there to our reporter in Christchurch, Conan Young.